Welcome back. We are up to Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 9, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Kilayim. So the Mishnah that we are dealing with today tries to understand what the halacha is regarding someone who is selling clothes or someone who is working with clothes that are shatnez, right? You can sell, you can sew together shatnez clothing, but you just can't wear it. So what is the halacha? Let's say you need to have it on your body, and we'll see why you would need to do that in a moment. So is that permissible? Mochre kisus mochren kidarkan. So says the Mishnah, first of all, people who sell clothes and they sell shatnez garments, so they can use them in their usual manner. Meaning, what does that mean? They could sell them and use them in their usual manner. Meaning, they could wear these clothes. And why would they wear the clothes? Well, evidently, back in the day, if you sold clothes, you would wear them to model them for people to show how they fit and they're so nice, whatever. Okay, so that's permissible. They could wear it, even though it's shatnez. Ubelvad shalo yiskavnu bachama mibnei hachama As long as in the summer months you don't wear it to protect your sun from the skin, and in the winter months you're not doing it to protect yourself from the rain or the cold or whatever it is, as long as you're not doing it for those reasons, then it's absolutely permissible to wear it, to model it in this way, because you're not wearing it to benefit from the clothing, you're wearing it so that you can sell the clothes, which is a totally different reason, so that would be allowed. But, says the Mishnah, that snuim mafshilin b'makel, that someone who is a real it's an interesting word, snuim. Someone who is really careful in their shatnez and their Torah mitzvos following. So what would they do? They would not wear these clothes on their bodies, even though it was permissible. Rather, what they would do is they would hang it up from like a stick, like a mannequin, I guess, or something like that. This would help them avoid any chance of violating the shatnez prohibition, right? Because let's say you're wearing the clothes to model them, but what do you know? It's a beating hot day. The sun is really, you know, just shining upon you. And you're like, oh, it's a good thing I'm wearing these long sleeve shirts so that I protect my skin from the sun. Oh, but it's shatnez, so you may violate an Isser D'Oraisa, a Torah prohibition, in that very moment. So to avoid any concern like that, these very people who were very scrupulous would put it on a mannequin or something like that. Says the Mishnah of Tofre Kisus Tofrin Kedarkan. So similarly, someone who is a tailor, he sews together woolen linen. He makes shatnez garments. So tailors are allowed to sew in a regular manner. Meaning, when tailors would sew, they would drape things over their legs, over their knees, and you say, "Whoa, this is shatnez. How could he put it over his leg or knees?" So they're allowed to do it. As long as in the summer months they don't put it over themselves to protect them from the sun, and in the winter months they don't do it to protect themselves from the cold or the rain. But nonetheless, the people who are extra careful in being shomer Torah umitzos, they go ahead and sew on the ground, and they don't allow the shatnez garments to be over their knees or over their legs to avoid any potential of violating the prohibition. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion. Have a wonderful day.